Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbors, people, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down on today. I thank you for partnering with me. Glory to God, because God is good. And he is faithful to that he promised. So he keeps his promises every time. Don't you give up. Don't you give out. And definitely don't you give in. And amen. Glory to God. With all that being said, I'm going to go ahead with my announcement. Amen. If you tune in on Tuesday night, we have one word from the Lord. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a mentor, a marriage counselor, spiritual leader, or you need someone to coach you to that next level, I encourage you to hook up with them on Facebook and let them know what the need is. Because, you know, God uses people to help you get to that next level. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't need anybody. I'm just going to go. No, you got to remember, Jesus had 12 disciples, and he trained them. And then he ascended on high. So guess what? And he sent them out. So guess what? You know, you got to be trained and sent out. You want to make sure you're trained the right way. You want to make sure that you're doing the things that God wants you to do and not what you want to do. You know, that's where you should be. So I encourage you to hook up with them on Facebook. It will be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And inbox them. Let them know that you what you want to do. You need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, coach, whatever the need may be. And we all have Facebook pages. If you can't get to them, then you can get to one of us. Because we can hook you up with them. And hey, ain't no shame over here. And we don't play. So I encourage you. Hook up with them and let them know what the need may be. And if you move on down, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. So I encourage you to listen to the show because it has been awesome. It's just been mind-blowing. Amen. We know it's orchestrated by God, but you can hear the way she prays and hear the way she cries out for the people of God, that she want to see people being saved and brought out of darkness and walking into his marvelous light. So you can see the way she said, you know, if my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways and seek his face. Amen. So, you know, she cries out for the people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For you to come to Jesus. And stop playing, you know, okay, I'm saved, I'm already, I'm ready, I'm good. But if you're doing everything you used to do, and, you know, you say, Lord, I am yours, you can heal me, deliver me, set me free, and then you're still doing tipping and dipping and slipping, you don't belong to him. I don't know who you belong to. Amen, but that's not my call. But I encourage you to come and listen, and you will be definitely blessed by her prayers, by her words. So I encourage you to come on and listen. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and I am the first Hour of Power. Glory to God. And it comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want to let you know, amen, I have not put that number that I was going to put up, amen, on Facebook yet. Amen. I am having some difficulties. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We always have some difficulties. And sometimes when you get ready to do something for God, you can bet. Hallelujah. You're going to have some difficulties, but I will get it out there to you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on, and if you're going to need prayer, you can see the number, like I said. Amen. If you're just calling just to be calling, don't call. Amen. Just call. If you are interested and you need prayer for real, for real. But this ain't no play over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time out for play. It's time really to walk in that place where he wants us to walk. So I encourage you to call me, amen, on that number, amen, that I've got to place out there whenever I get a chance to get everything right. Amen. I tried, but it just wouldn't go. So we're going to try it again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So just call if you need prayer. Glory to God. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You can go, amen, and get you some water. Glory to God. You get you some juice, lemonade, sweet tea, amen, whatever your vice may be. And then you will hear none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you again to go over and hear a word from the Lord. He tells it just like he gave it to her. Ain't no sugarcoating over here. Time out for sugarcoating. You got to tell people the truth. Glory to God. And sometimes, guess what? The truth may hurt a little bit. But God is not here to shame anybody. Glory to God. He's here to reveal things for you so you can, you know, get it right. So whenever Jesus returns, you'll know where you're going. So I say, well, you know, I'm just as good as you. Nobody never say you weren't, but he wants you to have it right, to live a righteous lifestyle of living. Because it says only the righteous shall see God. So guess what? You got to get it right down here because this is the dressing up room. Glory to God. So I encourage you to hear what Minister Elaine is saying. And the word comes so profound. And I want to let you know she is an author. I encourage you again. I can encourage you. Nobody can make you do anything, you know. Hallelujah. We can encourage you to do it, to go over on Amazon and purchase her book. She got volume 1, volume 2, and volume 3 is coming fast. Y'all better come on and get in where you fit in now so you can have 1 read and you have 2 read and then you can get 3. Glory to God. And you'll be all caught up then. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So I encourage you to go over and purchase a book. And I also want to, I want you to become a partner. You will receive many, many, many perks. Hallelujah. You know, God moves by his spirit, by his power, by his might. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what, I ain't giving them none of my money. But don't think about it like that. What you need to do is think about it as you're investing, amen, glory to God, in the word so it can continue to spread across the nation. That's what you do. Because sometimes you get so tied up, you know what, I ain't giving that ministry right now. No, don't. Glory to God. Don't think of it like that. You know, there's enough bashing ministries and different things going on now. But all God sent us to do is to preach the word, teach the word, and help pray for his people to get them saved, to get souls saved. It's not about all the bashing and all that, none of that. Hallelujah. That's not God. It's not. Hallelujah. You know, he uses people in many different ways. It doesn't matter. He can use anyone he wants to. Think about that part. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, he has to pull some out and bring them up so they can tell others, you know, about him so they can go out and get souls saved. That's how he do it. Hallelujah. But if he's just using one person to go and get souls, glory to God, hallelujah. There's so many souls that need saving, and they can't get them all saved. So he got to build people up, glory to God, so they can get them saved, you know? So, you know, amen, that's what we should be looking at. Let's just focus on who he wants us to be and what he wants us to do. If we focus a lot on the souls and focus a lot on ministry. Focus on how he wants us to, you know, go back and reach back and get somebody else and tell them how God brought you out. Yes, some will hear and some won't. That's just the way it is. That's all right. Just keep on going. Keep on moving. And don't give up, you know, because, amen, hallelujah. They may not hear you right then, but later on, they'll need what you see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want you to continue to sow in the ministry. Because God is good and he is faithful for that that he promised. So every word is yea and amen in his word. Hallelujah. Some preach it different. Some teach it different. Our pastor, amen, and my apostle, they walk the dog up and down the alley, take him around the bench, bring him back. Hallelujah. Dare to move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And guess what? that's just the way they do. Hallelujah. So God uses each person different. So, you know, make it not strange. Hallelujah. The way some teach, some preach. Amen. You know, some prophesy. It's different things. Hallelujah. So you come to get the word. Don't come to be judgmental. Don't go to be judgmental when you go somewhere. You go to get the word. And if you think that ain't what you need, hey, just put your one little finger up and ease on out. Hey, everybody else see that. Well, they ease on out. You know, let's just do what he wants us to do and not try to proclaim something there. You know, that's not true. Glory to God. Amen. Enough said. Amen. I was just, you know what? I'm not going to charge y'all for that. Hallelujah. I'm going to give that to you free. Glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer, you press the 1, and I will bring you in. And you don't have to tell me your name, but I do want you to tell me where you're calling from. Amen. So we'll know what part of the world we're reaching. We are, Prophetic Corner Ministry is under Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. I do have leaders. Yes, I do. I just constantly want to remind everybody, no, I'm not out there alone. I do have leaders. So I just want you to know that. So you come on and get on, amen, if you desire prayer. Amen. And we were trained and ordained, okay? Hallelujah. Let me rephrase that, trained and ordained. Hallelujah. So if you need prayer, you can go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. Hallelujah. If not, then we're going to go on down this road with Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anyone press the 1, so we're going to go ahead on. At this time, I'm going to open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for another day, Lord, how you spared our lives. You have gave us, Lord God, the good strength and health to come before you, Lord God, through the throne room of grace, proclaiming your word on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let everyone under the sound of my voice hear you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let this word, Lord God, go far and near, Lord, to heal, deliver, and set free those that need a healing, God. Those that need a setting free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are captives in their mind, Lord God. The mind has been playing mind games on them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father, for your strength that is within us, Lord God. But we know, Lord, without you, Lord God, we can't do nothing, Lord God. We are nothing without you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, God, for healing those, Lord, in the name of Jesus who need a financial healing, God. Father God, we know that there are those that are hurting, Lord, in this season. So, Lord, we know the seasons have changed, Lord God, and you're the one that changed the season. So, Father, we know that you can change seasons, Lord God, as in the weather. So we know you can change seasons in our lives. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that those who are having financial struggles, Lord God, those that are having sickness, Lord God, struggles, those, Lord God, who are just down and out and don't think there's no way out, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you change their season right away, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know seasons don't stay the same, Lord. We know, Lord God, you can do all things but fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare on this day, Lord God, for freedom, Lord God, for all those that need it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there's some that say they don't need it and they got more than enough, then, Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to let them help others in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because there are more, Lord God. There are more that need help, Lord, and there are some that's right next door to them, and they know it, Lord, and they still won't help them, but I ask you to lay them on their heart to help them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because these struggles these days are real, Lord. So, Father God, we ask you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for increase on each and every one, Lord. I'm on this line on today. And let them do your will, Lord. And let them do whatever it is that you want them to do, Lord God, with the financial increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord. And we pray right now for those that are having trouble, Lord God, with a blood flow. I am saying somebody's having trouble with blood flow. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ah, my God, my God. You're having trouble, the blood circulation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In your leg, in your left leg, your blood is not flowing. It's not circulating right in your left leg. Glory to God. I believe they call it poor circulation. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We said every vein in that left leg, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, is healed. Oh my God. And it is flowing like it should, Lord God. And they won't have no poor circulation in their leg, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We know it's just a trick of the enemy that's trying to stop them from going, Lord God, in places and telling people about Jesus. So we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that they are healed right now. Oh, my God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he is good. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Father God, we decree right now, Lord God, that person that's having some hearing loss. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you created the ears. Lord, you said, those that walk, as we walk in the Spirit, Lord, let us have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So they need their ears, Lord God, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Oh, my God. So we come against that right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Lord, that you made all kinds of things that can place in the ears to hear, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But, Lord, we know, Lord, let them be not ashamed, Lord God. Whatever the help is that they need, let them get it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And they will be healed by you, Lord. So, Father God, we know that you created these things. So you created them, Lord, through men so that we can use. So, Father, we come against that spirit right now that they don't want to use what's been created by you through me in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Think it not strange of things that are in the world today to use, because guess what? God created all these things. If it had not been for him, man could do this thing by themselves. Come on, think about it now. Okay? Glory to God. And be not ashamed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be not ashamed. You don't have to be. Glory to God. You do not have to be ashamed. Just know that you know that you know that I can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Even though you might have to get a little help, something. It's okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me help you out. People going to talk. They're going to talk. Glory to God. Whether you do or whether you don't, it don't matter. Whether you can hear or whether you, it don't matter. They're going to talk. So don't let them be the reason that you don't. That you're ashamed to do whatever it is you need to do, amen, to keep yourself straight. That's, I'll put it like that. Amen. Glory to God. Because we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a right now God. We serve a God that ain't late. He's always right on time. Even though you think it didn't come when you needed it, glory to God, it did. It came when you needed it. He's late. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What did you do? Hallelujah. Let's just go back. Let's just go back just a minute. Okay. Now, you know your light bill was due, right? You know it was coming up. That's something that's going to come. That light bill coming. If you're paying rent, rent's coming. You know those things right there. Insurances. All that stuff is coming. You know that is already coming. So why would you go, amen, and then you say, well, I'm going to spend this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Now, somebody on this line has been doing that. Hallelujah. You've been spending money that you shouldn't have because that should be your money. But here's what you can't do. You can't do that. And then you say, oh, Lord, you've got to move, Lord God. You know that old song that used to say, move, you got to move, you got to move. Remember that song? I know some of y'all say, that's, oh, it don't matter. Glory to God. It's an old song to me. It really sparks the heart. Amen. Glory to God. You know all those things are coming. So why would you go, amen, shopping? Why would you go and spend your money, amen, and this ain't the way I'm going, but amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Why would you go and spend your money? You know these bills are due. Why would you do that? And then you want God to replace something that he had already, amen, gave you the strength, help to go out and make, and then you want him to come and replace it. And then if he's late go, Lord. I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. And then you're fearful that your life's going to get cut off. You ain't got food for the next day, the next month, whatever. Then you get your house insurance due and the gas bill too, the light bill, the telephone disconnect, waiting for the next paycheck. Come on. Why would you go and do that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm-mm. You can't do that and then expect for him to be right there to give you, amen, because he already gave you, but you just didn't use it right. We're in a season, amen, where we got to learn how to use our finances right. We are in a season where we got to know that we know that we know. If I don't have the money to go and buy this new dress over here, I don't care if it's $10, $20, $13, $14, it don't matter. It may not be time for me to get that. But guess what? It was on sale, girl. I'm just saying. But you know what? It may be on sale. But here's the thing. Hallelujah. He will put it back on sale so you can buy it. Because guess what? I know it has happened to me. Hallelujah. I said, no, I want it. But, Lord, I know I can't get it right now. And guess what? I said, okay, we'll leave that alone. And guess what? It'll come back on sale. Amen. They'll send you an email. So you know what? This that you were looking at is back on sale. I said, all right, praise the Lord. And it'd be cheaper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you to use money wisely. To be wise steward over what he has lent us. Hallelujah. He has given us. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from chapter 1, the book of Ruth, chapter 1. That's going to be the title of my story is the book of Ruth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So just notice, I know y'all have heard the story before. Amen. But you know, there's always something we can learn out of the stories that we read in the Bible. You know, there are many things. As I go back to chapters and he give us different things and different ideas and show us different stuff in there. So, you know, keep your mind open to receive. Because some lock up their mind, and I don't want us to receive from her. If I don't give you a word about a house, money, car, a money, man, mansion, and a yacht, then some don't want to hear it. Well, she ain't prophesying nothing. I am prophesying. I'm prophesying this word right here that you're going to need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we're going to get into that in just a second. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. And I do want to open this up. Amen. With a song. You know, God has been laying on my heart songs and songs and songs and songs. And some people say, well, you know, amen. You just let the love of God flow. That's what you do. Hallelujah. And not that I'm perfect. We are imperfect people, but it's okay. As long as it's for God, amen, just grab hold and hang on. Glory to God. Amen. There's been times when I felt in doubt, but I didn't give up, even though I gave out. Seems like stumbling blocks got all in my way, and the road got longer the more I prayed. But when it seems like I couldn't make it alone, I kept right on praying and walking on and singing, Lord, it's in your hands. Lord, it's in your hands. All of my heartaches, all of my pain, Lord, it's in your hand, Lord, is in your hand. Listen, temptation come in every way, but in my heart, Jesus, that word you must say, is living down here from day to day. It get rough, it get tough for me, Jesus, but to you I pray. Sometimes I get weak, but Lord, you make me strong. I just keep right on, keep right on, keep right on, holding on and singing, Lord, it's in your hand. Lord, it's in your hand. Just put it in God's hand and watch it work. Hallelujah. But sometimes you can put it in your own hand, or you want to put it in mama, you want to put it in sister, you want to put it in brother, you want to put it in auntie, you want to put it in grandma, you want to put it in your cousin. But here's what I say. Put it in God's hand and watch it work. Hallelujah. So everything that we go through down here, you got to put it in God's hand. Let's go ahead and read the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm coming from Ruth chapter 1, and it reads the first verse. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. You know, they left because there was a famine in the land. Hallelujah. You know, there was no crops growing around there. But no, they weren't getting no water, amen, for no crops to grow. There was no food. There was no nothing. They couldn't even have stuff to feed cows, glory to God. So when, you know, a famine hit, hallelujah, glory to God, they had to leave. That's why I was saying, you know, be prepared whenever, you know, things happen. You know, God already preparing you with money and income. And, you know, I say, you know, like they just teach us in, when we're online and they teach us in our ministry class, you know, put a few dollars aside because, you know, rain, you know, some people say you don't know what it is to wear a smile if you never wore a frown. Amen. But, you know, rainy day is coming. Hallelujah. Then you'll be starting to smile. Glory to God. So you pack up, you put some aside so you'll have something to lean on. Glory to God. And you won't have to be, oh, well, let me call the church. Let me call it. No, you'll have that there. And then you'll know how to work with it. Glory to God. You know, they're going to have some classes. I'm waiting on them. Glory to God. Y'all, I know y'all hear me out there, la, la, la. But I know it. I'm waiting on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I think it's awesome to be taught. Amen. Something that you really don't know. It's sometimes things you don't understand. You know, people may not understand about rainy days, you know, because, you know, it's going to come. Because look right here. They had a famine. So what he had to do, him, his son, his wife, they had to go somewhere else. Just because there was nothing there, the famine had hit, and there wasn't enough there to feed his family. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrates of Bethlehem, Judah, and they came into the country of Moab and continued there. So they remained there because everything over there was good to go. So that, you know, they had what they need. They went over there to work and make sure they could feed the family, you know, the wife, the sons, and everybody just went over there. Glory to God. You see? Now, you prepare over on this side. And then when you get ready, if things happen, you already got it on that side. Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. Let's move on. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. In other words, her husband died. And then she had two children. Glory to God. And she had to feed them children. Just think about it. Glory to God. If some of you have children, you have to feed. There ain't nothing wrong with you going and getting your hair done and nails done and all that different stuff. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with you keeping yourself up because he wants us to look good. He don't want you to walk around here, as someone said, with the nappy head. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He don't want you to walk around looking like that. He don't want you walking around here with a nappy head. Come on now. Glory to God. But, hallelujah, he do want you to prepare. Hallelujah. So you in the wash machine breakdown, then, okay, you just go and you get that money out of there. As I say, because you know it's getting old. You might as well save it. Hallelujah. Get ready to die. You know that. Don't wait. Hallelujah. I know some say, well, I can't do that. But just think about where you go, what you do, how much you eat out. Think about all those things, you know, and then you prepare. Let's move on. And they took them wives of the woman of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpha, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. They stayed there, even after their father had passed. They stayed there in that place 10 years. Because there was nothing going on the other side. So, you know, they stayed there because there was a famine in the land. So they wanted to make sure that they had what they need, you know, to eat, amen, to drink, whatever. Glory to God. So I always say save up. And I just said, and I keep saying save up. Save up what you can afford to save. If it ain't the five, save five. If it ain't the three, save three. I remember one time, amen, that I had, you know, let me just put it like this. There was this person, amen. And you know, they would always, you know, put money here and they put money there and they put money there. So they sent me something, glory to God. This person sent me something. And I remember them telling me, you know, how they would save money here and save money there. And whenever they sent me this particular thing that they sent me, hey, guess what I did? I started rambling through there looking for it. Glory to God. And lo and behold, they had put something in that purse. Glory to God. It was just awesome how God do things. You know, so you got to remember, you can save. If you want to, you can. Some say I can't, but yes, you can. You can. You can. If it ain't nothing but $2, $3. Because I have saved over $1,500 in I always call it my tank can. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't do that now, but I did that. Glory to God. I learned you better go to the bank because, amen, you just never know what happens. And so you have to do that. But, yes, I did. Glory to God. And then I needed tires on my car, my vehicle, so I had money to pay for the tires, and I needed some work done, and I had all that to do that with. So I just tell you, you need to save up, glory to God. But don't stay at home anymore. You take it to the bank, glory to God. Won't do that no more, glory to God. Verse 5, and Mahlon and Chilion died, also both of them, and the women was left of her two sons and her husband. So think about it. Both of them died. There was a plague going around, and both of them died. And, you know, they weren't serving God, the real God, anyway. Hallelujah. And both of them died. Now, you can imagine, first her husband died. Now, how do you think she felt? Then her two sons also. Oh, my God, my God. You know, she had to be. It had to be a little devastating for her. But you know what? She served such a good God, you're going to see how she continued to serve God. She didn't give up. She continued right on down the road with him. Let's show you. Then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. In other words, then it was coming back up. So she heard this. So she said, yeah, I might just go on back to my people. See, they went over there to work because, understand, this place where they weren't really, you know, living and serving God like they should. So guess what? She was going back. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. See, she had, because everything that she, you know, her family had died. That's what she told her daughter-in-law, that she was going to return back to where she came from. And wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughter-in-law were with her. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. You see, they were going back with her two daughter-in-law. But here's the thing now. The one daughter-in-law, we're going to show you right here in the story. Now, she stepped closely to Naomi. Hallelujah. And Naomi taught her the word of God. She taught both of them. Can you imagine? She taught both of them, taught the both of them. You know? But understand, even in ministry, you're going to see two people going to walk together. In ministry, one going to get it and one of them ain't because one of them revealed. And that's just the way it is. And I looked at this story. I said, yeah. I said, but she got it. But this one, you know, kind of twisted here. Let's read it and you'll see what I'm talking about. And verse 8, and Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. And the Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. See, they cried. But understand, you know, to me, Naomi was really, really crying. She was, you know, she was crying those tears like, okay, yes, I do. I understand, but, you know, you have taught me the word of God. You have shown me who God really is. And then she grabbed hold, and, you know, God pierced her heart. And hallelujah. And she didn't want to let her go down out there by herself because she knows her mother-in-law was getting older. You know, come on now. Everybody don't, you know, care about their mother-in-law like that for real, for real. But you know what? She did. She really respected her. She respected the God in her as she taught her the word of God and taught her how to live and taught her how to trust God and taught her how to believe God. Hallelujah. Naomi did all this, and look what Ruth is going to do for her. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughter. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet not any more sons in my womb that they may be your husband? She said, hold up. Why would y'all go with me? Look, I can't have no more children. I'm old, and y'all, and they wouldn't be old enough for y'all to marry. By the time they got old enough for them to marry, they're probably going to be gone in glory. She said, no. She said, there's no more left. Hallelujah. She said, that is it. Glory to God. You know, that was it, she was telling them. She said, y'all return to your people. She told them, you know, and I pray to God, find y'all another husband, you know. But you see, some don't think like that. But she did. She wanted them to go on and live their life. She wasn't worried about that. You know, y'all have, you know, dealt with me and you stayed with my sons. And even though they weren't doing right, you stayed with them. Okay, come on now. She said, y'all go ahead on and live y'all life. Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband, and if I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons. She was telling them, I ain't no more sons. Not here. She said, I'm done. Glory to God. She was done. So she was telling them, you know, keep it moving. Move on. Just go on back and enjoy yourself and get married and have children. Because they didn't, neither one of them, they didn't have any children. Naomi didn't have any children. So she was telling them, go and get your husband and, you know, and have you some children. And let that be it. Let that be called. Would ye tarry for them till they are grown? Would ye stay for them for having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it is grievous me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. She said, no, I'm grieving. Go ahead. No, you go on and do what you do. Get you a husband and get you some more, get you some children, but you don't have any. She said, go ahead. And she said, she was grieving. That's what she was saying. Yeah, she was grieving because she had lost her husband and lost her two sons. So come on, that's enough for her to grieve off of. You know, most folks say, well, you know, I wouldn't have. You got to be in these people's shoes. You can say a lot of stuff. Amen. But then, you know, you say it out your mouth, but there's another thing in your heart. You know, sometimes you look at, you know, people be saying stuff just to say stuff just because it sounds good. But, you know, if you ain't never been in my shoes and walked in my shoes, you see the story, but you don't know, hallelujah. You know the glory, but you don't see the story that took me here, there, and everywhere. That's the thing about it. So you got to stop being judgmental of other people because you don't really know. Yeah, we don't know what's going on in other people's house, but one thing we can do, and that's pray. We can always pray. He said, man, I'll always pray and faint not. So why don't you pray for your brothers and your sisters and stop saying what they do and what they didn't do and what they don't do. Just pray for them. That's all you can do. Pray. Hallelujah. Stop trying to call them out if you don't know the truth. Pray, and pray some more. Glory to God. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth cleaved unto her. See, she kissed her. Glory to God. Now, you can tell, like I said, the two walked together. But Naomi taught them, amen, about the word of God and how good God is and how you should serve God and what you should do for God. See, Naomi was a strong woman. She didn't give up, even though after all she had lost. She still didn't want to hold him down. But Naomi just cleaved to God like nothing ever before. You see, it's something when you lose something, hallelujah, when you lose a person. You got to remember, you got to cleave to the Lord, hallelujah. You know, just think about it. She was strong. She was a strong woman, hallelujah. So she did cleave to what she had learned and how God was so good to her. She didn't want to let that go, and she didn't. Yes, she was grieving through the process. Yes, she grieved. Glory to God. And he said, and she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her God. You see, the little God, return thou after thy sister-in-law. And see, she was still telling them, well, go back. No, go back. She still wanted them to go back. But Naomi refused to go back. She was not about, after she did all she did and tell her about God, you know, and she was strong in strength. She had trusted in God and his plan, whatever it was. She was not going to give up. She was going to hold on because that woman had taught her the word of God. You know, when you go in ministry and you meet the, amen, the pastor and hallelujah, glory to God, and his wife, and they teach you the word of God, the apostle and the pastor, and they teaching you the word of God, and then they go ahead and pull all that stuff out you, and amen, they root all them demons you've been had in you for years. Yes, I did, glory to God. We stay out south, and we can say that. But that you had in you for years, they root all that stuff out. And then here comes someone, well, you know what, you can work in my ministry. You will do good in my ministry. You know, I would like for you to come and join my ministry. And guess what they'll do? They'll get you, they'll let you set up there, they'll let you preach for one night. But guess what? Hallelujah. All you would do would be a pew presser, because you're going to press that bitch down, and then you'd be wondering, well, what happened? I thought I was going to preach, you know. I thought you wanted me here. Uh-huh. Now they got them tithes and the offering and all that, and you ain't worried about it. Okay, we're going to move out of that. But anyway, glory to God. And so they done picked you up and set you on straight street. Now somebody want to come along and rally your trees and shake your bushes and want you to come on and be, amen, in place there. But you don't know God. It's God is calling you to do that. Hallelujah. I say to you today, whoever it is, amen, glory to God, a lot of people have been calling you and they've been pulling on you because you put yourself out there. That's it. And now they want you. Hallelujah. After your man and woman of God had done got all that stuff out you and built you up and brought you out and took you over the hills and the mountains and taught you ministry and all that. Now, amen. And don't you think that they looking back and seeing who you was under and what they did for you and how they did it. Don't you think they check you out? Because social media everywhere, they checking you out. That's what you want, they're checking you out. Now they want you, glory to God. But wasn't willing to do the work. Wasn't willing to put in the work, but now they want you. And you're just so happy, you're just frantic. You're just, hey man, going off on third field, just take it easy over there, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't miss the bat. Don't miss the plate. Hallelujah. Just glory to God. My God, my God. Enough of that. Let me come on out of that. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thou God shall be my God. You see, look what she was saying. She said, your God is my God, because she taught her and she grabbed hold. Now you understand this. Understand the other one, what she do? She ran right on back, glory to God. Orpha went right on back to that same old, same old. Hallelujah. But Ruth, she said, no. She said, your God is going to be my God, because she grabbed hold to that word. She grasped it when she was teaching about the word of God and how God said you should live and what you should do and how you should walk and how you should be righteous and all those good things. Glory to God. She grabbed hold. The two can be in the same ministry, but one don't get it and the other one, I don't know what they got. But anyway, they're going to halfway get it. They ain't going to get it all. They won't grasp it all because they're trying, amen, so much to do, amen, what they want to do. But when you submit yourself unto that ministry, when you really submit and stop pushing against it, you will get what you need. You've been pushing against it for years. It's time to cut it out now. It's time to get what you need. Hallelujah. The reason you haven't known any further is because you have been regressing against it. Every word that comes from the, amen, from your pastor, amen, glory to God. Every word that comes from the apostle, glory to God. Every word that comes from the teachers, glory to God. You've been pushing against it. So it's time out now for you to stop pushing against it. Because it's not about that. It's about you serving the Lord and doing what he called you to do. And stop pushing against it, glory to God. He said, honor yourself and pray. And seek my face. That means his face. The Lord's face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he'll heal your money. Your hand, your land needs some healing. Your finances are jacked up. They're in a mess. So I tell you today, yes, I did. Amen. Glory to God. Help us, Lord. But anyway, I tell you today, if you would, amen, submit to them, really, then God will heal everything, hallelujah, in your life that needs healing. Glory to God. Because you keep kicking against. Hallelujah. You can't do that. You got to submit. Glory to God. If you don't hear nothing else I'm reading out of this book of Ruth today, make sure you hear what I'm saying, amen, out of the prophet's mouth. Glory to God. Submit yourself and watch God heal your land. Your finances are jacked up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you're thinking that the money is going to be made in the ministry. Hallelujah. That you know, let me help you out. Glory to God. Only God can do it. Glory to God. Because if you notice, people don't give, amen, like they used to. They don't. And you shouldn't do it for the money anyway. You let God be God. And he'll give you what you need to sustain in this place. He'll give you what you need to sustain in this world. He'll give you what you need to make your bills. He'll give you more than enough. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You've never seen a righteous, but hallelujah, begging for bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what you got to do is submit. You got to learn how to submit, and you need to do it now. Because time is running out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is the return. But you want to make sure you are submitted to your leadership. Amen. As my elder can say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. You got to submit. Amen. Let's move on. Verse 17. Where thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me. And more also is aught but death part thee and me. She said, the only way that I'm going to part from you is death. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to stay with you. You taught me the word. You taught me how to walk with God. You taught me to trust him. You taught me now. You gave me the knowledge that I needed. Amen. So I can go on and seek him even more. You think I'm going to leave you now? I'm not leaving you all the way. I mean, death might call us. But as far as me walking away, I'm not going to do it. Now look at the other one. Orphan. She's gone on back, right? Glory to God. She was crying, but they would probably tears of, you know, just I'm finna leave them now. I ain't gotta hear about it. You know? And some are like that. Glory to God. Let's keep it real. Real deal. Some are like that where, you know, I'm going on back now. I can do whatever it is I wanna do. I'm big enough to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, hallelujah, when she had learned to do better and did not, it's being on her part because she was taught. Because Naomi taught. You can understand she taught both of them. I know she did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. When she saw that she was steadfast, minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. In other words, she just stopped. So she saw that she was not. Ruth was steadfast and she trusted her. Because, amen, glory to God, she had taught her again. So she went in and, you know, she wasn't going to do it. She was going to stay right there. See, you need to stay in a place. And I say, stop church hopping. You know, there's someone, hallelujah, on this line. I know it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't even have to tell me who it is. I know who it is, but I will not call you out. You want to stay in this place, but you want to go to the other place because it's comfortable over there. And you don't require you to do much. It don't require you to stay, amen, righteous. It don't require you to give. It don't require you, amen, to go to Bible study. You do it if you want to do it. It don't require you, hallelujah, to live a righteous lifestyle. You just go, and then you get what you get, and then just what you go. It don't require you, hallelujah, if someone comes and gives you a word to walk by the word and believe what God is saying. You want to go over there, and then you bounce over there. Hallelujah. Stop bouncing. Glory to God. You better get somewhere and sit it down. Because God ain't playing now. You know, used to long time ago, I used to always tell, you know, I used to talk to some of my siblings, and I said, you know what? Look at it. You know, when people do wrong long time ago, it'd be like 30-40 years, it's not gonna come back till long time. But now it's hitting them instantly. So I encourage you on today to make sure that you're in that place where God is calling you. You gotta let one of them go. You can't be straddle a fence. And who told you you had a fence to straddle? You want to go over there because it's comfortable, and it don't require you to do much. You know, you may go and do a little, you know, get a little song, you know, and amen, do a little prayer, you know, do a little communion, and then that's it, and you're out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this walk over here on this other side requires you a little bit more, because these people care about your soul, care about your very being. They care where you are in ministry. They care what you're doing in ministry. They care, amen, if you're living right. They care, glory to God, if you have enough. Hallelujah. They care, glory to God, if you are going up and higher in the Lord. They care. But these over here, they don't. So that's where you want to be, because it don't require you to do much. Anytime, you know, sometimes people don't even like going on jobs because it doesn't require. Hallelujah, glory to God. If it requires you to do a whole lot, then some don't want it. If it just requires you to do a little minimum, you know, hey, yeah, okay, whatever y'all paying, a little $10, $11, you know, I'll take that. That's fine. Hallelujah. But the much is given over here on this other side, much is required. Glory to God. Let's move on. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem, and it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the mighty God, the Almighty, has dealt very bitterly with me. Glory to God. And you know, glory to God, she went back, glory to God, amongst her people. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. When then called me Naomi, seeing the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. See, they was in that beginning of the harvest right there. Glory to God. See, God had done raised them back up and, you know, over there, and they was getting ready. Oh, my, she stepped in right on time. You see, God will put you in a place right on time. Glory to God. I think I do want to go over to the other chapter, amen, because I want to show you how God will place you in the right place at the right time. Glory to God. But you got to make sure you're connected. See, that's what I'm saying. You want to go, you want to go over here, you want to go over there because it's comfortable. I tell you today, I know who you are. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not going to call you out because God ain't here to embarrass nobody. But I'm telling you, stop going over there playing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stay where you are. Do what you need to do. This is real, because guess what? God, Jesus is to return. I know they don't think he's coming yet. Yeah, look what everything's going on. Amen. And there are things, amen, hallelujah, that we have not a clue. Some of them we haven't even seen yet, but they are happening. Some of it they don't even post on the news yet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You think everything come on the news? No, it don't. Some of the stuff they can't even explain. They don't know even how to tell it. Glory to God. So I encourage you, don't stop going over that plane. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And ask him to help you to get it right. You got leaders, amen, talk to them so they can help you to get it right and get the finances in order. Glory to God. Be not ashamed. Too many people walking around shame and everything is just in shambles. You got to trust somebody, glory to God. I know you can't trust everybody, but you got to trust somebody. You can't walk around here on your own. Just think about it. If you can do everything on your own, then guess what? You have your own gas pump at your house, right? You have to go to the gas station. I know you can grow your own food, yeah, but still, just think about it. You got to go get the seeds. You got to go get from somebody, glory to God. Hallelujah. So you're not alone. Amen. Glory to God. But Ruth was a great role model because of her strength and trust in God. You just think about it. Glory to God. And that's what Naomi raised her up, amen, when she taught her the word of God. Now, you know, we think about it, amen, time and time again. You know, some are not like that towards their mother-in-law, but, you know, amen, glory to God, it happens. But it's okay. You just keep on going. She was beautiful. She was a kind-hearted person, amen, and her faith, amen. Naomi had already taught her, amen, God's word, and had taught her to have faith in God and to walk with God, and because that's what gripped her heart, amen. There's the love of God in her heart. So just think, she could have walked away, too. She could have just said, well, that's just my mother-in-law. I can go on back, you know, with my people, and I could find me a husband like Orpha did. Went on back. Hallelujah. So you got to have some staying power in this season. Glory to God. You got to be somewhere. Hallelujah. So don't let him pull you out too quick. Him who? Satan. Him, Satan. Hallelujah. Satan. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And then get you out there on the limb, and then what, you come crying back to you, to the leaders that raised you up. Well, y'all, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. You can save yourself all that. Amen. Take the Kleenex, wipe it up, and stay where you are. That's what you do. And you won't have to worry about that. You can cry where you are. You don't have to go, amen, and then come back crying. You can cry where you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So I encourage you on today. Amen. That word, amen, for everyone on this line, I know who you are. I say it again. I encourage you to stop going over there playing with fire, because you can't play with fire at Abraham's bosom and not get burned. You're going to get burned. You're definitely going to get burned. That's the word. Hallelujah. So you don't want to get burned, and you better do the right thing. Hallelujah. Because God is getting ready to release, amen, some finances to people, amen, that will help to go ahead and make sure that the ministry have what they need. And he want to know if he can trust you. And if you're always shopping, you're always going out there doing, spending your money, he can't trust you because you're going shopping up. He can't trust you because every time you turn around, he's having the FedEx deliver the package. If he can't trust you. He's not going to give it if he can't trust you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We have just a few minutes. I'm going to go back down my line real quick. See if anybody needs prayer. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer, we have a few minutes. Amen. And I can pray for you. Hallelujah. Well, nobody, if you need prayer, press the 1. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, nobody, press the 1. So guess what? We're going to move on down the road. Amen. I want to go ahead and give the call to salvation. Holy glory to God. You know, you can't wait. Some said, well, you know, I got time. I want to finish doing what I'm doing. No, you don't know if you got time or not. If Jesus comes tonight, you want to be ready. Don't let your lamp go out. Hallelujah. Be ready. You don't want to wait and get ready. You can't be fixing to get ready, as our pastor said. You've got to be ready. So I'm going to go ahead and give the call to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God, most. Father God, I repent of all my sins, Lord God. I give you my life, God. Amen. Glory to God. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hit me up on Facebook, inbox me, and let me know. Hallelujah. And we'll tell you the what next, because we don't want you to lose out. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to reiterate, don't forget Ministry Lane coming up next. So you want to make sure that you hear her. Hallelujah. On Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. And now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. And have an awesome, awesome rest of the day. Remember, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't play, because Jesus is to return. Amen.